It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part one.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good rainy Tuesday morning.
I know.
You
know,
okay, well, right off the bat,
it was around 4 a.m.
started the heavy rain.
Yes. Okay. As in one of the things that entered my mind was, how will our yaya open the gate? Because it was
right.
Yun tipo kahit nakapayong ka, you'd be drenched.
You'd get right.
It was so. Buti nga, it's not as bad now. But around 4 in our area,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, when I woke up around a little before 5, it wasn't raining. And then when I got out of the shower, I could hear this humming that I couldn't account for.
Yeah.
I thought it was the air conditioning. And then when I opened the door, then I could hear the
rain.
It was the rain. And, you know, you pity students who are having to go through, you know, a little bit of a flash flooding just to get to school today.
Actually, I'm getting here. The rain started to pour along Meralco Avenue.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people who work in Medical City, they didn't have umbrellas. You see the nurses, the people in white.
Yeah.
And they're they were running, and I was like, oh no, they've got white uniforms.
Yeah.
It's going to be muddy. And
well, hopefully they have an extra one.
Yeah, hopefully, hopefully.
But yeah, it's going to be that kind of Tuesday.
I know.
Can I just say right off the bat, the southbound lane of C5.
Yeah.
As far as I could see, because I exited in Bagong Ilog, but I could see that the flyover was already jammed.
Already?
So if you're tuned in and you're in that area, as far as I could see, because I was coming from the other way.
Yeah.
There's no cause of traffic except right by McKinley Hill, you'll see a dip in the road.
Yeah.
Which is causing some lanes to be impassable, leaving only one lane.
It's like a basin.
It's like a basin. So I think this is where people are getting, where traffic is slowing down.
Yeah.
But as far as I could see, there was nothing extraordinary about the other lane, except that you had these huge what do you call that? Like a flash flooding.
Like pockets of.
It's deep.
Of ponds.
I would say probably half a wheel.
Oh, wow.
Yes, half a wheel in that area. So, if you're stuck in traffic, there's really no way to handle it
except find
yourself a way to entertain.
I know. And, well, hopefully we can help, entertain you guys. We will be here.
Yes.
Although we are much drier than if you're on the road.
Right. Well, I came from a long ways. And
it was
a difficult drive.
I know.
It took me much longer.
But I was thinking in the car on my way here. I was like, hey, when was the last time that we had an actual storm?
It's been a while.
I don't remember any recent storm where, with a signal number and then, from sun up to sundown, the rain
raining.
Is pouring. We haven't had one of those in a long time.
If you remember, back in December, they were still telling us how many storms were going to hit Manila.
Yes.
But nothing that made any huge impact.
Like impact, yeah.
But right now, it's been 6 months since December, so.
Exactly.
Mm.
All right, so we've got a top 10 for you guys. Okay, because remember yesterday was all about being newlyweds, et cetera. So they were saying, equal opportunity. So today we are doing the top 10 perks of being alone. Not necessarily single.
Single,
okay?
But
the perks of being alone.
Okay, okay.
We always hate being either single or alone, and it doesn't necessarily mean lonely.
No,
just being alone.
Yeah.
The example he gave was, okay, thank you to Mr. Maria for suggesting this. The example he gave was, pag may chicherya ka, wala kang kahati.
Well,
it's all yours.
There is that. Yeah.
So, that's one of the possible ways that you can see. But any kind of perk. And when we say alone, not necessarily you don't have people around you. But
let's say you live alone.
You live alone.
You're not married to anybody.
Exactly.
Any kind of alone. If you need to set it up, go right ahead. Like going to the prom alone.
Exactly.
Watching a movie alone.
It can be like single alone.
Yeah.
Lonely alone. But it can be like you're a social butterfly, but you're alone.
Yeah, right. Or going to a concert alone.
Alone. Mm-hmm. It can be very specific to the, like having dinner alone in a restaurant.
Yeah. Okay,
you can pick somebody up or something, you know, like, so there must be a lot of perks of
Not necessarily single. But doing things alone. What are the perks?
Oh, kunyari, let's say...
Traveling alone.
Oh, let's say you're married, but your husband is, let's say, an OFW.
Yeah.
Then there are perks.
Raising your kids alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll look on the bright side of being alone. The top 10 perks of being alone. If you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Perks of Being Alone.
Manila's hottest.
Kikay Berkada.
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX93.1. Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX93.1. Your Kikay Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to a very Tuesday morning. Very rainy Tuesday morning.
What
the heck was that, Del? Anyway, good morning, guys. This is Del with the news. Here goes. Peter Mayhew, best known for playing Chewbacca in the Star Wars trilogy, created a stir online when he shared a photo of himself waiting for TSA to let him through because they had a problem with his lightsaber. This is cute.
They had to stop Chewbacca because he had a lightsaber.
Problem with his lightsaber. All right, so the actor is 7 feet 2 inches and is currently using a cane stylized as a lightsaber due to a knee injury. Now, when he tried to board a plane last week, the Transportation Security Administration stopped him and made him wait in a wheelchair as they examined the cane. The ordeal was over by the time the photo was shared on Mayhew's Twitter account with a caption, quote, magic words to TSA are not please or thank you, it's Twitter. Cane released to go home. However, fans of Chewie quickly tore into the TSA for their actions, saying, quote, At the Wookiee roars at TSA, just learned Star Wars Lesson 1. Let the Wookiee win. And also tweets like, Peter Mayhew at Wookiee roars was stopped by TSA because he had a lightsaber. I guess it is a weapon after all, which means Star Wars is real. People are having fun. Now, the TSA said of the incident, quote, because of the unusual weight of the passenger's cane, a security officer alerted a supervisor. Less than 5 minutes later, the passenger and cane were cleared to travel.
Wow, I can't believe he's 7'2", though.
I know.
That's a huge man.
Can you imagine the leg room that he needs?
Yeah. Balbon kaya siya?
I don't know.
He should have gotten into basketball. Oh my gosh, he would have won Wookiee of the Year
award. Wookiee of the Year.
If he got into basketball. Oh my gosh.
Right? Because those basketball players are that tall.
Yeah. Sana he did the...
Did he really make that sound?
I don't
or was
think
it
so.
Manifest?
I think I think somebody else. But I'm sure he has a version of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's practiced it. Somehow.
And I'm sure that people have asked him to do it.
Yeah, like make the
sample.
But of course, you know, people just sharing in on the fun.
Yeah.
And the TSA getting ribbed. Okay, well, there you go. That is the first news update. Light and fluffy, nothing too serious.
Yeah.
All right. Next hour, we're going to talk about Gerard Butler and what he did during guesting on a German talk show.
Yeah. Can we give them just a teaser?
Go ahead.
He cracked walnuts in his butt.
Wow.
Wow.
How is that for quenching? Come on, Gerard.
Yeah.
Well. Look who's got...
Well.
Buns of steel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't wait to give you the news later. For now, that's all we got right here on The Morning Rush. You got C, D, and G taking care of your Tuesday morning right here on Manila's Hottest RX93.1.
Manila's Hottest.
Kikay Berkada.
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX93.1.
RX 93.1. La 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 la. The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And thank you to Mr. Maria for today's topic. We are looking for the top 10 perks of being alone.
Nox. Hey, can we just greet Kian Cipriano a happy, happy birthday?
Yeah,
happy birthday!
I saw his post on Instagram.
Woo-hoo. Happy birthday, man.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Have a great day. It's a bit rainy, but...
Mm. Oh, that's nice. Just happy birthday, Kian.
Whenever it rains talaga, no, it makes it extra hard to get out of bed.
Yes, it is.
It just gives you more, like...
It is
extra. Five more minutes.
So you bargain talaga, no?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Diba?
I mean, it's hard enough already.
It's nice. Actually, you hate it because it's so nice.
Yeah, but...
I mean, like...
You hate it because you have to end it.
You have to end it because it's so nice to just turn up the air conditioning tapos nakatodo balot ka like a cocoon.
Yes.
I wonder why that is, no? I
mean, you love it. You love the sound of the rain.
What's the science behind it?
Which one?
Like, why is it always better to sleep in when it's raining?
Siguro because it's colder.
It's
in
colder.
General, the cold makes you, diba, parang shut
yeah,
down.
Like a... Yeah, like...
Like a bear. You
okay.
Hibernate.
Yeah.
Hibernate.
Wow, he's just full of it today.
I know.
Started off with Wookiee of the Year.
Wow.
Now we've got hibernate.
Hibernate.
You got enough sleep,
I think he did.
I think I did.
Because say your eyes are not red. Usually your eyes are shut. Like the drugs go up. Or are you into drugs?
I'm high on life.
Doesn't look it.
No.
But hello to Jay Ryan, who's asking me if I got a new phone. Because you know what happened to my phone?
Yes.
Have you?
The iPhone 5, no, got stolen. And then my iPhone 4.
It was thrown by Cooper. We were together when it happened.
It's all cracked. Like, if you shake it, I bet shards of the screen would fall off.
So you haven't gotten it yet?
No.
Not yet.
I was, over the weekend, I wanted to get one phone.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to get two, but I don't know. There's so much debate on.
5110. You can't ever go wrong with it.
I still have my E-series.
Oh, yun.
Wow, Nokia
it's so durable.
E-series. Right.
Actually, meron akong phone sa bahay. Gusto mo benta ko sa'yo.
Ayaw ako.
Entrepreneur. No, it hasn't been used.
Is it an iPhone 5?
No, it's not.
Pagkatapos mong bilhin yung kotse niya,
bilhin mo rin yung ano.
Right.
Lahat na lang.
Crucial yung...
But everyone's telling me which one I should buy. And everyone's saying...
Buy this, buy that.
Well, iPhone 5.
Or just
5.
One.
Well, iPhone 5.
Ah, okay.
And then a 1.
iPhone 1?
No.
HTC 1. And then a lot of other people, Samsung...
It's either the S4, the iPhone 5, or the HTC 1.
Yeah, those are the three. That's what everybody's saying.
Okay.
So, para maiba lang, Motorola Startup.
Yung ba yung ano, yung the thinnest one?
Yung una, yeah, yung may flip.
I love
may
that.
Flip,
I
tapos
had
you
that.
Can pull the antenna. Tapos,
I super had that.
Tapos meron ka nung modification na slim battery.
Tapos agad din yung commercial.
No,
it's the Razer.
Remember, Motorola Razer.
R-A-Z-R.
Yeah, yun yung ano, pang girl yun eh.
Oh, that's my phone.
No, seriously, most of the people I know who had that phone... They were all girls.
Ang ganda kasi commercial yung merong ano guy na parang naka-shirtless. Tapos,
yun na yun.
Kaya napabili ko eh.
Tapos binabato nila yung
effective
razor.
Tapos
nasa slice yung kanyang biceps. Yung kanyang pecs. Nasa slice nung
Is that why
phone.
You bought it?
No. Mm-hmm. Because it's nice.
Nice.
He kind of hoped na para pagbili niya na razor, biglang merong mga random shirtless people na dadaan
parang
sa harap.
Slice me. Alright, so the top 10 perks of being alone. Let's start off with, let's see here. Camilo, the classic, mas nakakaipon.
Yeah.
Diba? Tsaka you spend everything on yourself. And that feels good, ha? Don't underestimate. Kasi I always hear people say parang, there's no joy in spending just for yourself.
No, I don't agree.
I disagree.
I don't agree.
I loved spending on myself.
Yeah, I loved 4 years of being alone, just totally alone.
Diba?
Even traveling. Mm. It was a little difficult because, you know, there would be times when you would share, you couldn't share a meal with anybody.
Saka, abroad, you've got like huge servings.
Yeah. I went, that's what I did. I went abroad alone. I went to some parts of the Philippines alone.
Tsaka lalo na pag US.
You went abroad alone?
One serving is good for ano. Mm-hmm.
How far abroad?
No, I went to the States alone.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long way.
Yeah, good pa.
I went to South Africa alone, went to Germany alone, went to Bangkok alone. Yeah, I did a lot of things alone.
Pa. And for Renny Boy says...
Don't just hate working with your friends. Don't make friends of your office mates.
They know the
stuff. Don't
know
spill the beans.
You can watch your movies on your laptop. Na walang kumakatok in the middle of the scene.
Yeah.
Of course, that's the consideration.
No, kasi
right?
Di ba parang like, let's just say you're watching Game of Thrones and nandun na siya sa climax
nung Game of Thrones
of the scene. Yeah, tapos...
I hate that it's the... When is the
April 2014.
Oh my God, that's such a long wait.
Yep, that's such a...
One more year. What are they doing?
That's really how it is. They only come up with one season every... You remember the last time?
Yeah, but I really hate the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It's mild this season. For me, the worst is the season two when it ended. And you saw the...
Yeah, yeah. But then again... Sorry, Chico can't relate.
What?
But with most Game of Thrones seasons, it's always the episode right before the ender that really gets to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Kasi ako, I haven't been able to watch Game of Thrones. But I did catch yung Game of Thrones... it's about singers. It's about singers. Na parang lagi sila nag-aano na parang...
Ay,
we have
oh, so early in the day.
Game of Throats, really?
Really.
Oh, I see.
Kasi parang... Mm. They're singers.
Ano pangalan ng mga contestants? Sige nga.
I don't know. Pilot pa lang. Ay, hindi ko alam kung may part 2 pa eh. Parang kumpleto naman.
You know, I actually wouldn't
be Sasha Gray
ba
doon? Sasha Gray.
I wouldn't actually be surprised if they came up with a spoof for that.
Oo nga.
A parody.
Meron siya.
A Game of Thrones parody.
Ano? Daenerys?
Daenerys.
Si Daenerys, the yung version doon.
Can I just say I love her so much?
The mother of drag queens. Not the mother of dragons. The mother of drag queens.
Ay, napa.
Interesting, ha? Yung plot.
Really?
Game of Thrones. And
I just love her. I just really love her. From her love story to what's happening right now.
To what's going on. Yeah. Can you please watch it already?
Yeah, can you just please? You've got 3 seasons, 30 episodes.
I actually have 2.
And at least, you know what's nice? You'll be able to watch it ng sunod-sunod.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I have 1 and 2. Over
the weekend, I watched all 9 again.
Again?
Yeah.
I want to watch it again nga.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I really, really want to do? I really want to watch Meteor Garden again.
Oh my gosh.
No, seriously.
Why not?
I know. I just have to get a legal copy.
Meteor Garden.
It was so much fun.
Okay.
Kakilig kaya.
And also, si Coenter says, napaplano mo yung mga long-term future plans mo habang kumakain kang mag-isa. Parang malungkot.
Oo nga eh.
Parang nalungkot ako bigla.
I don't even know how to react. That's too sad.
Bigla ako nalungkot. And also, Trishy Salvador says, walang maiinis kapag nagsha-shopping ka ng matagal.
Yeah.
You can spend... I love shopping alone. Kasi parang, you don't have to ask na, okay ka pa ba? Or, yung parang...
One more. I have an additional to that. Oh. I could... Like if you're a girl, you can go to the salon and nobody's going to get angry after you spent hours in the salon.
Yeah. Ako, I have one more.
What?
Whenever you're alone, you don't have to go with anyone to go shopping.
Actually,
I buy things really fast.
I'm the same.
Like I walk into a store, I already know what I'm going to get.
Ako, I'm the same.
I like the idea na you only go to the stores that you like. Kasi diba usually pag may kasama ka, parang fair's fair. Sasamahan ka niya.
You'll go to the stores that they like and then yeah.
Tapos pero sasamahan mo naman sila pag sa stores naman na gusto nila.
Yeah.
Ito talaga, it's all you.
Where I remember those shopping sprees.
Diba?
Yeah.
And also
Lazy Boy. Pwede ka pa rin naman mag-shopping spree ngayon eh. For Cooper.
That's what I always do. Exactly. Nothing for me. You know what's also nice if you're shopping with a girlfriend? Like, you have the same, similar taste.
Yeah.
And you could just go to a store together and buy something.
And stay there for like an hour.
You know, that's...
Not necessarily, but you could stay like 20 minutes and you both have a purchase.
Kasi like a certain clothing store, at least an hour, you can just leave me there.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of weird, no? I don't think... as I'm thinking about it now, and I've never shopped with guys. Mm. It's just not the
not a whole pare shopping.
Bro, bili tayo ng damit, sama mo ako.
Because I have a friend.
Siguro ganun lang para kunwari like.
Sorry, I had a friend.
Oh, okay. Like kunwari parang like I'm in a mall. Tapos we have a party that we have to go to tonight. So parang I need to buy a shirt. So it's like okay, bro, samahan mo ako sandali. Bili la ako. But not like
pero hindi yung nasa bahay kayo
naplanado na parang bro, let's go shopping. Oh.
Well, I had a friend like that, a guy.
Mm.
I would go shopping with him.
No, but you're a girl.
Two guys.
Yeah. Two guys.
No, but he also did the same for me.
Yeah. No, you're not. That's fine.
You're not a guy.
You're not a guy.
I always think I am.
Newsflash, you're not a guy.
Well, what's this thing in the middle? No. What's this thing? Impressive.
Because you can always ask your friends, na girl, to go with you. Because you can always ask for their
actually,
approval.
Actually, that's
or
what guys do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what your friend did. He asked you, a girl, FYI. Yeah.
Pero style din yun, ha?
Hindi naman.
Hindi, but I'm just saying that that's,
that could be
that could also be that could also be an angle kasi na parang
shop
with
time.
Me tapos eventually parang obviously the girl will also be like oh can we look at the store so I'm like okay sige.
Gino, may kailangan akong bilhin eh baka
pwede
sa kakasabi ko lang eh two guys don't ever.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 perks of being alone comes from Astro Boy.
Astro Boy says
ang favorite ko basta mag-isa ako sa bahay. Yung kakanta ka ng pagkalakas-lakas sa bahay. Walang magre-reklamo. Walang mga asar. You can just sing your heart out.
I agree.
I love
I
that.
I agree.
Ako, I can't
so
even.
Much.
Not even when I'm alone in the house. I can't because like the neighbors,
yeah.
My dear. I do that in the car. Oh my gosh.
Ako, I do that.
Pag
I
nasa kotse, talagang sing
my heart sister,
out.
My sister, one time I was getting ready for a date.
Yeah.
And I was visibly nervous and I was stuck in a like two lines from Little Mermaid.
Okay.
I didn't know that I kept singing the same line over and over.
Right.
She said, "Yes, we know you want to walk with was that
up where they walk.
Yeah, up where they walk, up where they run."
Then she was
stop it already.
Up where they walk, up where they run.
Up where they walk, up where they run. Up where they walk, up where they run. Up where they walk, up where they run.
Annoying.
Up where they walk, up where they run.
See how annoying it was.
Right? Imagine what your sister had to live with.
I didn't do it like that. I didn't do it like that. With much more feelings.
Up where they walk, up where they run. Up where they walk, up where they run.
Okay.
Up where they walk, up where they run.
Ano, patas ng patas. Parang spaghetti.
Diba? There. So, that would be fun.
Okay.
To be singing alone in
and
your
and nobody cares.
Nobody. Walang basag trip. So, the top 10 perks of being alone. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Perks of Being Alone.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Mr. Maria for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 perks of being alone. It doesn't have to mean you're single, eh? Basta like alone.
Alone. Things that you do alone.
Yeah, it can be situational. Like perks of being alone in a theater.
Yes.
Or alone shopping. Or alone.
Or alone in another country.
Yes. But you can also be like alone, alone.
Single.
Yeah.
Or alone at home.
Alone at home.
Alone in your room.
And alone again, naturally.
Emotionally alone.
Oy, pwede yun. Hey, can I send out the mirrors by JT to Lilo Boy? That one's for you.
All right. Also, can we just say happy, happy birthday to Across the Lane? That's coming from Catalina Rosario. So happy, happy birthday.
And again, to Kian Cipriano.
Happy birthday.
Astro Boy is gay, saying hello to the people who are watching the monster movie premiere of Man of Steel tonight. Which is happening at Robertson's Galleria. So she's saying hello to Tonya, to Maddie, to Jen, Stephen, Angel, Jeg, John, and Davidson. Also,
we can't watch because the tickets are just, you know, they vanished.
It's insane.
It's insane how
I
many
I wanted to watch, but there's none.
We were like, can we watch? No.
No.
No, DJs.
No.
go
maybe
buy your
tickets.
Maybe
we can, ano.
Tapos binato kami ng kamatis.
Hanap tayo na ska. Grabe naman.
Why would they do?
Parang ako naman, hindi naman ako binato ng kamatis. Sinabihan lang ako na wala ng ticket.
Tsaka saan naman sila kukuha ng kamatis at the office? Oh, I mean,
hindi, binigyan sila ng supply in case daw may hihingi.
Hihingi
pa
ng ano, oh.
Batahin niya na lang ng kamatis. Ayun. Binato ko ng kamatis.
Hindi naman ako.
Buti
ako, ako ng ano, machado.
When life gives you lemons, diba, you make lemonade.
So if life gives you tomatoes, make machado.
Yes. Oh, also, hello to Linus who's tuned in, who just goes, huh?
Ang labo lang usapan natin.
Oh, okay. Para naman tayong lasing. Feeling ko tayo sa wine mo to eh.
Hey, it's not alcoholic.
You know, I have two, ano na, I have two bottles na of Asti Martini.
Why don't you bring it?
Oh, because the last time we drank my bottle.
Yeah.
Mm.
I still have two.
Why don't you bring it?
Kaya nga, no, we have to set it up.
You know when we should drink it?
When?
On his birthday.
Oh, that's true.
On Monday.
Celebrating. There will be no celebration.
There will be a celebration.
Hello, it's your 60th. We have to celebrate. You know, you get a what? 30% discount ng senior citizen, di ba?
60 ba? Is that when they get...
Yeah, 60 is when they get.
Alam mo, hindi talaga masisement yung friendship natin hanggat hindi kita nabubusan ng mainit na kape. Kakainis.
Why?
Huwag naman mainit.
You should be happy about...
Yung scalding.
Wow.
Wow. That makes it so much better.
I know.
Scalding coffee.
No, I mean, you should be proud of the 60 years that you've spent in your life.
Whatever.
This from a guy who's already getting depressed because his birthday is coming up.
Whatever.
And he says he's officially out of his mid-20s.
No, but
whatever.
You are a much better person than I am.
Yes, we know.
But isn't it so ironic na scald and cold?
Or like, it's cold.
Parang, it's cold.
It's so cold.
It's cold in here. It's cold. Diba? Parang opposite, pero same word.
Ay, nako.
The top 10 perks of being alone. Let's start off with Rhea. Hawak mo ang oras mo. Wala kang hihintayin at wala ring nagmamadali sa'yo.
Yeah.
So either which way.
You control your own time.
Kasi ayaw mo nang minamadali ka, pero at the same time, ayaw mo rin naman nang hintay.
For your boss.
Diba? Lazy Boy Taco says, mas maiintindihan mo na yung mga pelikula kasi wala kang kaharutan.
Yeah.
I miss those.
Saka walang nagtatanong na parang, bakit ganyan? Bakit ganyan?
Ay, nako.
I don't know.
Ay.
Diba?
Ay, nako.
Ay.
Yung biglang ano, biglang magse-cellphone. Tapos biglang
tapos
pagkatapos,
oh, what happened?
Ano nangyari?
Ay, nako.
Ay, nako.
Ay, nako.
Are you talking about each other? Kayo pala yan, ano?
Hindi, tapos yung mga, ano ba mangyayari? Ano bang mangyayari? I haven't watched this
hindi,
yet.
Hindi, tsaka yung aalis, tsaka hindi naman, kasi I can understand kung yan nag-wee-wee or something. Mm. Pero yung aalis, yung magliliwaliw, tapos babalik, tapos biglang,
talagang liwaliw.
Oh, ano nangyari? Parang, ano nangyari? Ba't ka kasi alis ng alis?
Kasi mas gusto mong katabi mo.
Hindi, parang napapanood niya kasi yung nangyayari. Parang hindi ko na kailangan.
Hey, hello to Jolly.
Hello, good morning.
Who goes, hoy, last year ka pa out of your mid-20s.
I know, Jolly, exactly. This is exactly what I told him.
I consider it mid-20s.
He said to me, and I quote, yesterday morning, I can't believe it, it's December, I'm officially out of my mid-20s. I go, aren't you turning 20?
28 is mid pa rin.
That is not mid.
That is not mid.
That's
if
mid.
You were rounding off a decimal, tama ba? You would be rounding off to the higher number.
Yeah,
28 is 30. It's not 25.
No.
And then...
I have a birth certificate that says that I'm 1986, not 84. 85.
Oh yeah, and that's what comes with lying about your age. You're
no,
such
I'm,
a girl.
I'm 84 talaga.
No, you're not.
I'm 1984.
Oh, yeah, you're 84. Oh. Right. Oh, you're officially out of your mid-20s.
I am. Mid-20s pa rin to.
No.
Whatever.
You know, you get out of your mid-20s at 26. I would say that's stretching it.
No, 25 and 26 are mid.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Actually, 27. To be completely honest with you, 27 is still mid-20s. Like okay. 23, 24,
pero
25, 26, 27. That's mid-20s.
Pero 28?
Eh, di, ano na yan? Bahala ka sa buhay mo. 60 ka na.
Oh my God.
Oh nga, no?
I'm so glad that Jolly caught it because that's exactly what I was thinking yesterday. I'm like, what?
Wala.
I'm in your mid-20s.
I may be 28, but I had the heart of an 18-year-old.
I'll tell you, when I was 28, I had my crisis because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm 30.
Mm.
I had it at 28. So by the time I reached 30, I was fine.
Okay ka na.
I was so happy.
Si Chico, by the time when he was 28, he was really sad. Because the dinosaurs just got phased out of the planet.
Alam mo, kahit paborito ko tong Madonna mug ko.
Oh my gosh.
Iampas ko talaga sa
guys, I found the mug. We could have our epic pic already. Remember
yay!
We said we were going to take finally a picture of all our favorite mugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be our...
Which
it's so easy.
It's so easy naman eh.
It's so easy.
Hello. Your mug is so you.
It's so...
My mug is so me.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mug is... I'm the one who's a little different.
Yeah.
Pero just because of...
As usual, you're out of place.
I know. I've been eased out of my own tandem.
Oh, God. Where else can you find that?
Alam mo, I've been eased out of your own love team? Of
your own... No, of your own love team.
Of my own love... Pero kasi may problema talaga.
To begin with eh. May problema yung love team.
Nalala niyo yung love team ni...
Hindi, pero ito, ang nakakatawa dyan,
diba,
ang,
problema.
Ang pumalit sa'yo, lalaki.
It's a Modern Family nga eh.
It takes a man to fill my shoes.
I know, exactly.
The only thing constant is change. And with that, gender changes too.
And,
does it?
And rules of society.
And preferences.
And preferences.
Ilad Villanueva says, yung wala kang kailangang sunduin. Or ihatid. Sama mo nang ihatid.
Actually,
you don't have
you don't have to pick up anybody.
Pwedeng gimmick tapos uwi. Wala nang sundo.
Na kunwari, like let's just say, you're really, really tired after a night of clubbing.
Your entries and comments today are so heartfelt.
No, no. Kunwari, like you're really tired.
You just hosted.
No.
No, you came from.
Let's just say you came from clubbing and then you're hammered.
Sinta kasi nung clubbing to?
Huh?
Ala, nagsiselos.
Galing ka sa clubbing.
Hindi, nag-clubbing.
Okay.
Ano yung clubbing?
Bading.
Ah, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, clubbing.
Clubbing, buckling. Tima, ano mo?
Just balik rin mo. Yeah, jumble the letters.
So, dabing, parang ganun.
Dabing!
Dabing ang bato.
Meron akong kasamang dabing kagabi.
Abding, pwede rin.
Abding ang bato.
No, but like, okay, let's just say that you have a really long day or whatever. Or, you know nga, parang gumimik ka with your friends, even if you're not drunk, because you're not supposed to be driving when you're drunk anyway. You're really tired. What?
Your qualifiers, the qualifiers tell you exactly what he has
to do. So you're really tired after clubbing and then... You want to go home, but you can't because obviously you have the responsibility of bringing someone home first. Oh, yeah, malalaglag ka pa.
I wish sometimes we have
a video camera just constantly on him because he's the only one who falls down.
He's such a klutz.
I know. Well, he is the very definition of like, you know, those textbook
nerds. I'm not a klutz, I'm a break.
Oh my God.
Ouch. I'm about to give birth, guys. Oh.
Kulang ka ng klats eh. Kaya may mga tatay. Tsaka alam mo, dapat, just going back to the bading ha.
Sino?
No, not you, Gino.
Aba! Aba!
Gino, you're not gonna let that
happen. Why do they call it bading? Alam mo, that's bad. Dapat good, gooding.
Good, gooding?
Alam mo?
Diba uso natin? Gooding.
Parang
hindi bad.
Oh, nga.
Kasi diba?
Alam mo? Gooding yan. Gooding yan eh. Tingnan mo.
O pwede rin ano? Greeting.
Bakit greeting?
Greeting.
Greeting.
Bettering.
Hindi diba gooding? Kasi parang bading, parang, parang alam mo na you're saying na bad. So, gooding. You think mag-hit?
Kasi bakit badaf?
Ha? Bakit nga ba?
Bakit badaf?
Why
bakit
is
bading?
It?
What, what's the etymology?
Tingnan mo, may bad na naman.
Bad af. O nga, no? Bad-ing.
Bakit bad? Pwede namang good. O pwedeng Gadaf. So-so. So-so-ding.
Ow!
Ayan, her water's breaking.
Gosh. I still have 4 months to go. If I give birth sooner, I blame you both.
Pwede naman so-so-ding.
I wonder though, no? I mean, where did that word come from?
Bading?
Who said that it was going to be called that?
Kasi bakla is an actual word. It means crooked.
Or confused.
Really?
Or confused.
Confused.
Pag kunyari,
which makes sense.
Kasi one time nadinig ko sa carpintero.
Macho ba to? Macho ba to kasi?
Hindi, friends lang kami. Hindi sabi niya, oy, oh, nabakla yung ano, yung...
Yeah, even in Laguna, even in Laguna, they say that.
Yeah. Really?
Nabakla.
Yung parang...
Not necessarily meaning...
Parang natuklap?
No, like
crooked.
Crooked.
Ah, okay.
Crooked. Hindi pantay, yun.
Parang kasi they think of masculinity as something that's straight. Like, you know, it's the right way.
Yeah, that's why it's called straight. Diba? Oh. Yeah. So, the opposite of straight is...
So, yung daliri ko na bakla.
Parang ganon. Yung nabal... Hindi naman nabali eh. Parang na... na
so, bent.
Yeah.
So, everything that's bent, and so yung... medyo bakla yung...
Not everything that's bent.
Kasi...
Ayoko na. I don't wanna try.
If it's bent, right? If it's bent a little to the left or a little to the right.
We don't need to know.
We don't need to know.
Details about your...
That's why
Gino, when he walks, he goes to the left. I know.
But it only makes sense. If it's crooked...
Actually.
You can actually call it, ano, so parang, uy, ano, bakla
look,
yung...
the thing can be crooked, but you can be straight.
Oo nga. But oy, technically, yung tawag is...
Yeah, that can actually
yung ano
be
mo,
called
ganun.
That.
Oh.
Medyo bakla.
Medyo bakla. Medyo lang.
Magino.
Pero yung bading, I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. Callie Byrne says, mas nauna daw ang term na badaf sa bading.
Yeah, we know that. Uh-huh. That much we know. But where did it come from? What's the etymology?
I really don't know.
No, no. Why did they call it bading? Oh, baka because of the sound? Bading.
Parang what?
What?
Bading.
Parang I don't know. Oo nga na.
Baka it's like ano, parang jeje. Where did it come from?
Hindi, jeje.
Jeje is ha-ha-ha ng Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No.
Oh. And Custer Winston says, you can follow your itinerary on time during a trip because you don't have to wait for anyone.
Yeah, or you can delay it.
No. Guy Mark X says, you can walk around the house naked. Less laundry, more freedom.
Yep.
And the top perks of being alone comes from... I know it's supposed to be perk, but just to stick to the hashtag lang. Wala lang, for the grammar Nazis.
Hello to Mr. Perk, by the way.
Perks of being alone comes from Camilo.
He says,
one less heart to worry about.
Yours and the other person's.
Pa problema mo lang yung sarili mo.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about
it. You don't have to worry about anyone.
Somebody
you can be
heart.
As selfish as you want to
exactly.
be.
Exactly. All right. So, the top 10 perks of being alone. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag perks of being alone.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the Morning Rush,
part two.
Okay, I don't know how true, but Paul Mari gives a compelling reason why it's called badaf.
Okay.
And apparently, even Ronnie Samson, it's babae dapat.
Babae dapat.
Or dafat. Babae dafat. Badaf.
So, paano naging bading?
Yung bading,
from
I
badaf
don't know.
Na.
Siguro, I think it's from badaf.
Or babae din.
Badin.
Yeah.
Oh, parang ganun. Si babae so, babae din. Dafat, badaf.
Oh!
Kasi two of them sent it in. Paul Mary 1 and Ronnie Samson.
Either it's legit or that's a joke that's been around for a while.
Could be, but...
Maybe. Pero kasi...
It kind of sounds...
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Badaf. All right,
badaf.
So thank you.
All righty, here we go.
Best FM... radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Good morning, guys. It's time for another news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. The news. Scottish star Gerard Butler proved he isn't the type to turn down dares, even if they come during a German talk show. Butler was on a special episode of the German show Wetten Das, filmed on the Spanish island of Mallorca in a bullfighting arena. This show had on a man who held some sort of record for cracking walnuts with his butt. What?
Whoa.
And Butler was dared to join in.
And Butler.
Butler.
No wonder they call him Butler.
After insisting the show's host, Marcus Lance, try it first, Butler followed through and managed to smash a walnut with his backside on his second try. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to make of
that. That's so difficult to do, huh?
Yeah.
Because imagine, even with your hands. Kaya, yeah. Oh. And clutch. What about the shards?
Actually, ang sharp nun.
Uh-oh.
Wait, did he have to take off his pants?
Mm. I don't know. O baka may inupuan lang niya. Pero masakit pa rin yun.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't over for Butler, however, as he was then there to perform a German speech while the front of his pants were full of ice cubes.
What?
Wow.
Gerard took to the second air with Gusto even holding the ice against his groin as he read the speech off a card.
Oh, nice.
So weird.
We need a video of that.
It's like, ano, it's medio comparable to like those Japanese game shows.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
But good job, Gerald Butler.
Good job.
Wow. I want to...
Good job.
Gerard, no? Gerard.
Ano?
Gerard.
Getten das, ano?
Vetten das.
Vetten das. Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
I have no
What's
idea.
Vetten das? Diba das is da?
This is different because it's D-A-S-S.
Oh. Wait, vetten.
W-E-double-T-E-N. And then
diba
D-A-S-S.
Diba dishwashing
fluid? W-E. How is it spelled?
W-E-double-T-E-N. Das. D-A-S-S.
Vetten das meaning. It's a German language game. Wait.
Google, don't fail us now,
I know.
Google.
Vetten das.
It means wanna bet.
I wanna bet.
Vetten das? Vetten das? I never heard of that. I never got through to that in my German's recipe.
What?
Yeah, she took up German lessons.
Why? Wala lang.
For the love
for
of that.
For better communication.
Jerk.
Oh, there's something here.
Note to self and to all others who would care to listen, do not work with a friend or don't make your office mate your friend.
Notice.
There's something here. Vetten das.
Notice how, notice how, like, I talagang instantly asked Del what it meant. Because she's very maalam when it comes to
actually, that's true. Out of all of us, I think you're the most...
No.
You have the most talented tongue. When it comes to language. Linguistics.
Well, wow.
We can only prove that if we had one judge.
We had one, no.
Yeah, it has to be one person judging the
thing.
Lalaban yata si Chico. He's not going to take a line down.
He never does. Anyway, that's the news here on the Morning
Rush. Gerard.
I know. What kind of butt?
I know, right?
Strong.
Hello, did you see naman his body in 300, diba?
Mm-hmm. And he likes showing his butt, ha?
She's a butler nga.
Well, if it's that nice, wouldn't you want to?
Kasi in one, one of his movies, I forgot which one of those minor action movies, sa ending niya, yung parang, what do you call that? Yung,
I think that's the one where...
clips, what do you call
he
it?
He mooned clips? Someone?
Oh, no, the camera.
So 300, he was showing his butt.
Plus, he's European.
Oh, well, yeah.
They have no problems with that.
Yes, that's true.
They really don't.
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. We got more for you, but you'll have to wait
next.
We're going to talk about something a little sadder.
I know. No, it is
Splitsville for a gay couple.
Yeah. Strangely, I mean, now that, you know, it's legal in some areas.
Yeah.
Now you hear gay divorces.
Gay divorces. Yeah. Well, it will happen once you grant them marriages.
Yeah.
And, you know. That's the news. We'll tell you who those are, okay, next hour. For now, enjoy the Morning Rush right here on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
Chico, Delamar, Gino.
The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. What?
Did you hear that?
What?
No. Maybe it was some plastic.
What? It was Gino typing. That was his keyboard.
Yeah, that was my keyboard.
I see.
Parang no, it sounded like alien critters.
Sanay ka kasi sa typing ni Chico na...
Hindi, tsaka mabagal. Hindi, tsaka mabagal yung...
Mine is more of like a...
Ikaw parang kang typist.
So type mo ako.
That's not a question. That's a statement. Talaga.
You're giving me a headache.
Ay.
Cause you're like, what was that? What was I playing? One of the games. Was one of the apps I was playing? A egg. Nakalagay dun sa app. Sabi ko, how come they never caught this?
It's not an English speaking country that developed it.
I don't know. It's one of those like regular apps talaga eh. Parang you've got a egg.
Or baka typo. Sometimes it happens.
Really? I mean, shouldn't have somebody caught it?
Oh, and if it's an app, there has to be like
I'm sure somebody has brought their attention up.
Like for
look,
written work, it needs to be
egg.
Proofread.
Oh.
Okay.
And we've got the top 10 perks of being alone. All right, let's start off with... let's see here. From Lazy Boy Takyo, hindi mo na kailangan mag-sneak in pag umuwi ka ng madaling araw.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And you live
it's
alone.
Your house.
It's your house.
You don't have to be quiet when you know, entering the house.
Tsaka walang,
you can
like,
just slam the door.
Nobody will wake up.
Nobody will wake up.
And nobody will tell you, like, oh, clean the ganyan-ganyan because it's really up to you.
Tas you can be like that, like a snake. Yung you're taking off your clothes as you
I'm go like into
that.
The house.
As you go into the house. To your, as
the
you next, walk to the room.
Yeah, and you're tipsy, no? And then the next morning when you wake up, you see just exactly what you did coming home.
You see na parang half of your pants are inside the freezer. Your polos in on top of the cabinet.
Ako kasi it's
you
weird.
Have shoes on and socks, but no underwear.
Ay.
Ako kasi hindi. Pag, okay, I don't want to continue.
What?
No, I don't want to do it like far apart from each other.
Uh-oh.
I do it if I'm going to strip, then you just strip right away.
So sa may pito pa lang nandun na lahat ng clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a pile.
And you know what's in front? Well, it used to be in front of my door, a mirror.
Yeah. Ay, nagsishow pa si Del.
Parang ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Yeah, and then you go, well, hello there, sexy.
Ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Yeah, and I loved like being able to just sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to wake you up to say, go to your bed.
Tapos may window cleaners.
Oh, but that does happen.
No, because like in our...
Well, not in our village.
Well, in our condo. Because it's a condo.
Yeah.
So every now and then, one time...
Come in. Parang I think...
I had almost died of a heart attack because I was feeding the cats. Paglabas ko, I saw like two guys there and then I realized they were outside of the window. Pero alam mo yung pag corner of your eyes, akala mo may dalawang tao sa loob ng room.
And they were winking at you.
That wasn't... Well, after na yun. Pero yung initial shock was like, wah!
Because not in our condo. In our condo, you clean your own window.
Because
it's not a high rise like yours.
No, like ours is a high rise.
Yeah, ours is just four
and it's creepy,
floors.
And I had to talk to them. I was like, di ba kayo natatakot? Kasi,
but delikado yun, even if it's just four floors, if you clean your own window, I mean, how do you go out?
The cleaning lady used to go out of my window, the ledge.
That is dangerous.
And I always told her, I don't want you cleaning the windows like that. I don't want it. That's not part of your job.
Yeah.
But she still goes,
no,
so she
remember
can't stand.
The saying in the U.S., I don't do windows.
Yeah, I don't do windows, exactly.
When you have cleaning ladies, there are people that parang, I'll do everything except windows.
Windows, because it's dangerous.
Yeah. But even if it's, because even if it's just a four floor.
Our common cleaning lady did that. And she kept doing it. And I told her, no, it's too dangerous. Mm. And she still did it.
Because even if, like, let's just say it's not a high rise, if you fall down four floors, you're still dead.
Oh, yeah.
Or maimed.
Or paralyzed or whatever, yeah.
Sabi ko nga sa kanila eh, mag-apple na lang kasi kayo. Para di lang have to do
windows. Oh, really?
What? Pero I was like, ang tagal nun. It's like about 3 days just to get through the entire... You'll always see those ropes.
Yeah.
Kasi they have that parang pulley thing.
Well, because it's a whole building.
Yeah, it's a whole building. Pero
full
grabe talaga.
Windows.
It's like, they're just so... Wala lang, chill. And I'm like, you're so high up. Tapos well, sabi ko, what if I push you like that?
Push you like that.
Yeah, push you like that.
What if I push you like that, mano?
At saka it's weird kasi our windows, you don't, it's not like flat. I mean like, the wall is not flat. May mga parang, what do you call that? Yung parang lalagay mo ng pangapaso.
Right.
So they have to go to that part to clean the windows. It's weird. It's a difficult job.
Like a small balcony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lazy Boy Takyo says, kahit sa sala ka pa manood ng art films mo, ayos lang.
Yeah.
Actually,
sala pa, ha?
Talagang, you can do anything.
That's unheard of. Wow.
Tapos naka-surround sounds. Naka-home entertainment. Ano ka
di
pa,
di ba? Hindi mo kailangan mag-headset.
Oo.
Naka-headset ka ba?
Ah, nene, ewan ko
sa'yo. I see.
Ano ba?
Alan Ruiz says, pwede ka na magtayo ng casting agency sa isang spare room na walang restrictions.
You just gave me a brilliant idea.
One room is for casting.
I mean, if you're a budding film director.
You're a budding.
A budding film director.
Diba?
Mm.
And you don't have to. You don't have to clear your history. Because it's your house. Yeah. It's your computer. Nobody's gonna use it.
Unless na lang you have friends over, tapos parang bro, pati ka ng YouTube, no.
Yikes.
No, log your account out.
Ah, yan. Oh. You have a guest account.
Yun.
Targrod says, pwede kang magdala, pwede kang magpadala sa agos ng tao sa MRT. Wala kang kailangang subaybayan kung nagkahiwalay kayo or hindi.
Mm.
Di ba, lalo na if you're with a kid, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Kasi talaga you have to make sure hindi sila bibitaw. So, yeah. Minsan di ba pag rush of people, yeah, baka mabitaw.
Like imagine like in an MRT or whatever.
Tsaka people have to do it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Parang wow. Parang.
That's why they have those leashes for kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, a friend of mine wants to design one that's like a
harness.
A harness that they kind of wear the whole body, the torso.
Yeah.
And
bakit
then,
yung ngayon ba sa liig lang?
Sa wrist
lang.
Okay, sa liig.
No, the whole torso. And then he said he was going to put like a little handle at the back, mm-hmm, so he can carry his
I
kid.
Think they have that.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Minus the handle though.
And that's what he wants because he wants to be able to carry his kid like that.
Yeah. And ako si Jamie says, you own the last piece of cake in the ref.
Yep.
Actually, whatever
is in the ref is yours. You can drink straight from the pitcher if you
and
want.
Nobody,
yeah,
cares.
Nobody will care.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Drick says, you get good cinema seats. Kasi wala kang makikita. Kahit wala na nung mga two seats available.
Yeah, pwede ka lang sa isa lang. May bungi.
There are great seats na isa lang.
Isa lang.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Pero this is what I do. Pag nakakita ako kunyari ng four seats na empty.
You get the two
tas
in the middle.
Kami, the two in the middle. Yeah. Para wala kang,
para wala kang katabi.
I know it's so bad kasi you just robbed somebody of two seats na magkatabi.
Oh, pero, I'm guilty of that too.
Pero I just don't want katabi kasi.
Wait, okay, technically, you didn't rob anyone of anything because it's your right to pick whatever seats you want.
Naman.
No.
Pero alam mo yun, yung you really had that in mind when you choose.
Yeah, well,
ayaw
I'm sure.
Kasi talaga na may katabi.
I'm actually pretty sure that you're not the only one there because I mean, I wouldn't want to watch a movie with somebody that I didn't know.
Diba?
Naman,
and
parang,
I don't like the rubbing of
tsaka yung aagawan ka ng yung aagawan ka ng lalagyan ng
cup holder.
Ano ba rule? Kasi
hindi kasi
there's
no rule.
Kasi there's two extra on the very end.
There's two extra, yeah.
So whichever.
Hindi, tsaka yung minsan pa yung katabi mo hatching ng hatching yun. May ubo.
Oh
parang,
my gosh.
Or ang ingay or something. So
I hate the running commentary during a movie.
Yeah.
Look, you're ruining the experience for me.
I super hate ko. Yung hindi naman niya sa'yo kinikwento. Kinikwento niya dun sa kasama niya. But then you can hear it.
Oh.
Ay, naku, mamamatay siya dyan sa next scene.
Why don't you just shut
excuse
up?
Excuse me.
You know what I fear? Like, when you... Because I see old people... I mean, I hear old people do this all the time.
Mm.
They answer phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
Do they
huh?
do that? It's like...
They really do.
You know, put it on silent, step out, and take the call.
And it's not even like... Because, okay...
And they don't go out.
Sometimes, I understand...
They don't.
I understand pa yung mga nasa pinaka corner tapos they speak na hush tone na parang
yeah, you'd understand.
In the movie house don't
ano. Yeah, yeah.
I would understand. Pero may iba talaga na. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, andito ako. May oh, inaano ako.
Exactly.
Parang, really?
Yeah.
Really? You're...
And there's like, dai, ano yun? It's like, then, come on!
For me, the funniest, I heard somebody actually say, oh, sige, yung GG na lang. Yung GG. Oh, yung GG na lang ang mamaya.
Galunggong.
Sige, as in galunggong. Yun ang pinapaluto niya sa yaya niya.
Well, but why is it talaga? The old people who do that?
I don't know. Maybe because they didn't really grow up with a phone, so they don't know the etiquette of it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I would think it's a movie.
Much
house.
Like you would hear more old people talk really loudly into a phone, like into a cell phone. Na para hello.
Oh, hello. Because they can't hear it.
Hindi, pero I don't know. But more often than not, even if it's clear, they really just talk loudly.
I think they have to shout because their hearing is going.
Yeah. Pero kasi. Ang weird lang dun.
Tapos si Chico.
Hello!
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 Actually, if you call him, diba? When he picks up, hello!
Pero hindi pa naman yung, hello!
Ano naman?
Hello!
But you don't say like parang, hey, what's up? Hi, or whatever. You're always
my
like,
dad
hello!
My dad does that. He goes, I call him, hi, dad! He goes, hello, hello, hello! Sino to? Sino to? Like, I'm your daughter! And I say that to him. I'm your daughter! Don't, isn't my number saved in
ako
your
rin,
phone?
Ako rin, yun sabi ko sa daddy ko.
I'm your daughter!
Hindi, kasi you know why?
And then you know what he does? He says, Ki, ikaw ba yan?
Oh my gosh, that's what we call her now.
Ki.
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 Ki. He calls me, he's the only one who calls me
Ki. Paano pag yung hindi siya nagpipay attention?
Ki. Ki.
Ang tagal ng pause.
No, why?
No, he calls me that. Ki. Is that you?
Oh my gosh, can we call you Kimar?
No.
Pangit pakinggan? Kimar?
Kimar.
Yeah. I don't know, but it just sounds so...
Or Kimar.
No, because my name is Pinky. My yeah, dad called me that.
Pinky
so.
Mar.
Kipinks. Kipinks. Can I call you Kipinks?
Kipinks Samar.
I can't believe he calls me that.
Tapos ikaw,
it's so
kokodik.
Yucky.
Kokodik.
Oh, so,
Kipinks. Kipinks ka na ha, from
Kipinks.
Now. Hey, Kipinks. Kokodik.
Wow. So, what's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor.
No, kokodik. As in K-O-K-O-D-I-K.
Mm. Why is it kokodik? Ah, okay, gets.
Oo, hey. Diba?
Ano? How...
Parang kasi, ano, no? Kokodik. Kokodik. Pinky. Pinky boom, boom.
Oo oh, nga. Boom, boom. Pero gumawa tayo na ano? Yung...
Parang it's ano, eh, no? Kokodik. Ki. Boom.
It's, oh, no.
It's a progression. Boom, boom.
Hindi, hindi. Pag si Kokodik.
Kokodik. Na meet si Pinky.
Si Pinky. Si Kipink.
Si Ki.
Ayun. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Boom. Hindi, gawin natin parang yun nga. Parang gawin natin medyo judge. So, kunyari, Pinky, Kipinks.
Boom,
boom, boom. Moves.
Moves.
Ah, diba?
Ah, diba? Moves, moves.
Moves. Kipinks. E, parang yung kokodik? Parang judge na siya.
Dicox.
Dicox.
Hindi maganda.
Dicox.
Dix.
Dix.
Pwede rin eh, Dix, diba?
Dami.
Si Dix, si Kipinks, at si Moves.
Moves. What are we on?
From now on, ha? So, ikaw si Moobs, ikaw si Kipinks,
no,
ako si Dix.
No, I'm not responding to that. Ha? I do not answer.
Okay, okay. Sige, ano ba mas maganda?
You Cox? Are not my father.
Cox o Dix?
Parang mas gusto kayo, ano? Parang equal lang naman.
Oh, wow. It was wait, no escaping
wait,
it.
Wait, wait, wait.
That's your name. It says so
That's
much
my name
about
eh.
you.
Coco Dick talaga eh. Eh, pwede rin Bojack. Ja. Yeah, let's stick with Coco Dick. So, si Dix, Kipinks,
you know,
moves.
You know, foreigners don't understand why we have such different...
nicknames?
Yeah, nicknames.
From our real
from
names.
From our real names. They don't understand it. They don't get it.
Hmm. Maybe because the foreigners can't pronounce our nicknames usually?
No, for example, like Cooper. I call him many things.
Yeah.
And his dad will get angry. That's not his name. Don't call him Scoopy.
Why? But
he's not Scooper. Stop it. And I call him Poopmeister. Yes. I call him different
that,
names.
That's how we do it, eh.
Yeah.
But at least nga, yan may connection pa, eh.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yung,
yeah.
Ang daming Pinoy na, kunwari.
Wala talaga. Like Procopio Delamar.
Procopio yung pangalan, tapos yung...
Delamar, Pinky.
Oh, tapos Pinky, ang layo.
Ang layo.
Ako, Kokodik. Actually, mas walang...
No, kasi meron.
At least yours is meron pa.
Because your real name has...
Eh, Bujak, Jack.
That's your real name has a...
There's a, ano, a dick. D-I-C-K.
Yeah, a dick in it.
Wala!
And then, wala. Derek pala, no?
No, meron! Your real ano name, dude.
Derek. Frederick. Oh, asa nang ano doon?
Rick pala, Rick.
Hindi, pero at least the letters D-I-C-K are still there.
Andan din. Tanggalin mo lang.
Okay, sige.
So, pasok pa rin yung...
Andun pa rin.
Pasok pa rin yung...
Yung, okay.
Yung pangalan.
Yung pangalan.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 perks of being alone comes from, let's see here, from Camilo.
Camilo says,
dalawa, nakakaiyak ka in peace. Mm. Yung hindi mo kailangan.
Yung hindi mo kailangan.
Pag bumaba ka, tapos namumugto mata mo, nobody will ask, oh, bakit?
Oh, nangyari?
Oh,
nangyari.
Umiyak ka ba?
Nakakainis, di ba? Parang if you wanna let it out, just don't, parang leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then also...
And you don't want to be bothered about it.
Yeah.
You don't want people asking why.
I just
want
to cry. Leave me alone.
Ano nangyari? Parang, no, I don't want sympathy. I don't want empathy. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone.
And one more from Camilo. Nakakautot ka kung kailan mo gusto. And not have to worry na parang
but
you have to run to the bathroom.
But even if I'm alone, I don't do it loud.
Me, I go to the bathroom pa rin.
Even when you're alone?
Yeah.
Why?
I get... Wala lang. I don't know. Force of habit. Because I've been doing it ever since.
Or force of gas.
Because there's an exhaust fan.
Ako tinatapat ko sa aircon.
You are gross. You are
so
gross. Ay, nako.
Okay, so the top 10 perks of being alone. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag perks of being alone.
Can we just say hello to Doc Carlo who's tuned in?
Hey, good morning,
Hi,
Doc Carlo.
And also to Jelly.
Hey,
Jelly Bean.
See, the king of
ano,
the queen
of Africa.
The queen of the king.
Uh-huh. Alright,
wait, meron pa.
Oh, meron pa. Sorry.
So, Doc Carlos is saying hello to the brother, Pat, Angelo, and to Jing also. There.
Good morning, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Alright, it's time for the news. Remember, we were teasing you guys with the detail that a gay couple has hit Splitsville.
That's
here
right.
We go. After 3 years of marriage, Jane Lynch and wife Lara Ebrey are calling it quits.
Aww.
According to the Glee star, in a statement given to People, quote, People magazine, quote, Lara and I have decided to end our marriage. This has been a difficult decision for us as we care very deeply about one another. We ask for privacy as we deal with this family matter. Lynch, 52, and Embry, 44, married on Memorial Day in 2010 in front of just 19 guests in Sunderland, Massachusetts after meeting at a fundraiser the year before. When the couple announced their engagement back in April 2010, Lynch gushed about her bride-to-be, saying, quote, It's just the greatest thrill in the world to find someone to be with every day. I've never thought that this is something that I wanted.
Oh. Well.
That's sad.
I guess it happens.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
It's just sad.
These are stories that whenever I hear about Hollywood couples who split, and even people you know.
Yeah.
Just adds a little bit more fear in you.
Me, I'm still affected by the whole Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan.
Oh, wow.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were together
for like a long time.
Yeah. And it really seemed like one of those stories that...
No, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but you're
think
meant...
think that it would end well.
You're meant to be with each other. And yeah, then just like that, it's over.
And the, no, the...
The Shakespeare couple.
Oh, Emma Thompson and Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
That was like wow. Okay.
If smart people.
Diba?
Pati ano, Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
Hi!
Okay. Kala ko talaga magla-last siya.
At saka Britney Spears and Jason Alexander.
Who's that?
The high school friend, diba?
Yeah.
That they were married for 55 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got married in Whitechapel, Las Vegas. But, you know, love stories that end like this. So, you know.
Well, that's just the harsh reality of it. I guess it just goes to show that, well...
Do you ever wonder, like, in what pile you belong to? Do you belong to the pile who will be married happily ever after? Or the pile that will get separated, annulled, or whatever?
Obviously, I want to belong to the happily
ever
after.
No, everyone wants to belong to
that.
Yeah, but... What we don't know is there are piles.
Yeah,
two different
and then
piles.
There's also the pile of alone forever until the day you die.
Okay.
There's also that
That's
pile.
That's a sad pile, but yes, it is a fact of life.
Do you ever wonder which one, if I mean, we all hope not
which
to
be... Which pile you'll end up
in. Yeah, at the end of your life, when you look back, what pile do you belong to?
Right? I don't want to think about it.
Oh. Well, that's the news.
Bummer.
I know, and we started so happy.
Because it's a rainy day, pa.
Ay, ay, ay.
So now, I can already imagine what it's going to be like later after the show. Rocking
Why?
Back and forth at home.
Fetal position.
Fetal position and
no,
all.
No, you won't. Because no matter how many...
What pile do we belong in?
No matter how many breakups, separations, divorces, and annulments we hear on the news, you always think deep down in your heart that you're the exception. That yours won't...
That you are
the only exception.
Kaya mag-fetal position na lang tayo. Yung fetal, like the fetals of the flowers.
I don't know what that is, but right before that was the news.
Or, kunyari ba lang may na-attract sa'yo habang naka-fetal position ka? Fetal attraction!
Okay! He really is on a roll today!
I know!
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. You got C, D, and G right here on The Morning Rush. You're tuned into Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And we've got our top 10 for today.
Thank you. Can we say hi to Mara of the Polecat? She's tuned in. Hi, Mara.
Hello.
Good morning.
She's asking if we can play Thrift Shop.
Sure.
All right.
And anybody who requests for Macklemore and Ryan Lewis will play it.
There you go.
Thank you to Mr. Maria for suggesting this.
Why is he called Mr. Maria?
I have no idea.
What is
Mr.
that?
Maria, and his last name is Palad.
I know.
Si Gino, ba't ganito? One I'm track mind.
I'm just saying. It's a possibility. You asked. That's the only logical explanation
possible
I have in my head.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I just saw Mara's picture on Instagram. On Twitter. Do you see her DP?
Whoa.
Well, she's a polecat.
Chico, you have to see this.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna... Wow, abs.
Wow, oo nga. At saka side light pa, so talagang...
You know she's contoured. Not hiding. Yeah. Wow, Mara, nice pick.
Okay, let's start off with Perks of Being Alone, okay? So let's start off with Si Kawang Tor. Masayang sumayaw ng mag-isa. Sisiguraduhin mo lang, walang CCTV. Pag hindi mo house.
Like
hindi
house.
Alone, let's say, in the office, you're alone.
Oh, right.
In the mall.
Yeah.
Or akala mo, pero kung may camera, hello.
And more, we see CCTV cameras talaga everywhere.
Ilad Villanueva says, Perks of Being Alone. Pag may narinig kang batang umiiyak sa gitna ng gabi, at least sigurado ka na minumulto.
Actually.
She said there's no kid.
So there's no way that it's just like...
So you don't have to go through the whole, ako, minumulto kaya ako. Sigurado ako.
Namulto to. At least you have something.
No more guesswork.
At least it's concrete, diba?
Madison Camille said, you don't have to take a bath. Wala namang nakakaamoy sa'yo.
Oh God, please don't do that.
Diba? Guy Marked X says, yung niluto mo na half kilo ng pork, good for 3 meals.
Yes.
Actually.
You don't have
so
to keep
true.
Cooking, diba, over and over.
But again. Sometimes that's a problem also. Eh. Kasi when you order, kunwari,
you're forced to eat
you're
everything.
You're forced to eat everything.
I agree.
Yeah. Or ano mo, tabi mo. Make it 2 meals.
Hindi rin eh. Sarap kumain eh. I mean... Kasi at least kung may kasama ka, you're forced to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't eat as much.
At saka pwede ka multiple ulams.
Oo. Kasi marami naman kayo.
Diba, pag mag-isa ka, kailangan talaga isa lang.
Isa lang yung ulam mo.
You'll have too much, diba?
Or you know, you just store everything else in the ref and then microwave it the next day.
For Rene Boy says, yung ma-explore mo ang mga fantasy mo.
What is a spantasy?
Spantasy.
Oh, spantasy.
Spantasy.
It's a spantasy.
I can't. No, sorry. I had an idea just now.
Yeah.
This guy's somewhere else.
I gets ko yung idea.
I know. I know.
Camila says, mas nadarama mo ang loneliness of life, therefore making you more compassionate as a human being.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because so you're not in a bubble.
It does sound sad, but it is a perk.
No, but I believe it.
Yeah.
And you want to connect more with people because you're alone.
Because you're alone.
Yeah.
When and you realize the importance of how...
Yeah.
Of genuine connection.
Like, let's say you have a housemate or a close friend that you live with or a family. Your world is like...
You can just... Because you're no longer like a one man on an island sort of thing. So you can just...
You tend to not create friendships when you have a family.
Yeah.
And you stay in your comfort zone. Eh? You have someone to talk to naman.
All the time.
It's a lot like, ano, parang, if you guys play The Sims, there are certain attributes that you have to like fulfill, like fun and entertainment, social and whatever. Mm-hmm. Na parang you have to fill these bars up.
Yeah.
Now, basically, if you have a housemate, the minute you talk to them, your social bar fills
up. Yeah.
You don't have to go out
and
you know, look for someone to talk to because you already have that.
This is a revelation to me because I've always wondered, you know, having people in the house now, it's so different from who I've been for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I lived alone.
Yeah.
I loved having friends over where you can just talk with for hours over a bottle of wine.
And hello, I remember like when I was really new in RX and you would talk about like how your Sundays would be like at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we shared something in common because it would be burger delivery Sundays. Nagising ng 1 o'clock tapos papadeliver tapos kain ka lang
ng ano. Tulog ulit.
Oo, but now, I mean, look at her. She's cooking for us.
Yeah.
And she's baking.
I baked cookies for you guys the other day.
So just imagine how like...
No, but that's a part of me that I miss so much. Because I've always had a friend, a close friend in every point of my life.
Mm.
And now is the only time that I don't have one.
So like, ano kami? Chopped
no,
liver?
No, 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 no. No. Kasi fair weather kayo, diba?
Well.
No, no.
Well, sa bagay.
No, I mean the kind of friend where they're like your sisters.
Na parang you can go to the bathroom together.
You everything, no holds barred.
You can show each other's boobs and you like parang talk about like the difference.
We don't do that. That's
together.
A movie you watched last night.
No. No, some girls are really like that. Na parang, what do you think about my boobs? Parang okay naman. Medyo ano.
No, I remember. I just won't say her name, okay? I remember sharing a room, a hotel room with a friend. And I said, let's just not lock the room, the bathroom, mm-hmm. so that one of us can take a shower.
And the other one can pee or
whatever.
Because
there's, yeah. there's a partition. Oh. And then you can just brush your teeth and, you know. Mm. Little did I know that she didn't close the
partition.
The partition. And I'm like, and then it was too late. I was already in the bathroom brushing my teeth. She called me and I look and she's like, she's half naked.
Yeah, but.
And I'm like, this is not what I wanted. I'm not ready for this.
Or was it?
No, but girls.
Parang kilala ko to eh. Parang feeling ko kilala ko to.
How come we never did that when we were roommates?
I would see you in your boxers roaming around. No, you think I was asleep?
No, but... No, but I mean, look at Del and her female friend.
Ah, well, sabagay. Oh, well, I got locked in the bathroom kasi, di ba?
Actually, yeah, that's true. Kasi nilalock pa.
I know, kasi wala akong tiwala sa'yo.
Sobra ka.
No, but I remember having a close friend at every point. And it made me happy. Not to say that, not to say that right now I'm not.
You have kasi more than a friend.
But it's so different what friends give you and what other people will give you, like a child or that.
Or let's not talk about or let's just not talk
no,
about
No, it's
the
different. The relationship is yeah. just so different.
And there are certain needs that you have to fulfill with your friends, and there are certain needs that you can't fulfill with your friends, but you have to fulfill with a partner.
Yeah, right.
Or at least somebody for a night.
Somebody until 2 a.m.
Or 3 if you're feeling if you're feeling major energetic. Oh, 5 a.m.
Hindi, basta walang wag naman yung may araw na.
Pwede kaya sakto 5 a.m.
Kiko Monster says, no broken hearts, no pain, no nothing. Just perfect emptiness.
I love that. Because I enjoyed it.
And to describe emptiness as perfect.
As perfect. Because you're not worrying about anything.
John Mayer, perfectly lonely. Mm.
Perfectly lonely.
And it's like, and this is not to say there never comes a day that I won't fall in love again or whatever. But it's just, for
just
now,
like
I'm really just fine with being alone.
Ito super deep ha, from Jamie. Dalawa yung meal stub mo pag nag-check-in ka sa hotel.
Kahit buffet.
And it's all yours.
Kahit buffet, dalawang.
Yun lang ang concern niya. Wow, dalawang meal stub.
Because it's true. You'll get two meal stubs.
Yeah.
Kasi they assume dalawa kayo eh. So, wow.
I remember a friend of mine spent an overnight in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so weird. It was like...
Nakita mo rin siya nakahubad?
No. Okay. No. Just continuing with the idea of... Wow, a friend of mine is again in my house. Mm. And we can talk about anything.
Is this the same friend?
Yes.
Kilala ko nga. I kind of expected already.
No, but it's just nice to... Because, you know, when before, yeah. you would have night outs and you uh-oh. Spend the night... Because you don't want to drive home.
Yeah.
Because people are drunk.
Tapos one bedroom yung condo mo dati, diba?
No, two. Diba? Yeah.
Tapos yung pag yung parang lasing na kayo.
Oh, tapos you sort of like, it's so cold. Why don't you hug me?
You guys are so gross. Men always think that way.
Why? Okay.
And that's your problem. What? That's why.
What?
Diba yung
that's why what?
Natural progression.
No nga.
Sa mga porno.
No, of course not. I see this in non...
Oy, teka lang ha. Nung napag nasa ano tayo, ibang bansa, tayo usually yung roommates.
Oh, nga eh.
Pag nakakainuman na, baka isipin ng tao.
Ano?
Na,
pero you know, I really distinctly remember when we were in, I think that was Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Na parang, because our beds were magkadikit.
Yeah. I remember that.
Our beds were magkadikit.
Two beds.
Two beds. Magkadikit. Tapos si Vince was on another bed,
on
which
another
was completely
bed.
Like far away from us, uh-oh. Like on the other side of the room.
Exactly.
So parang we were like, okay, this is weird. And then parang, in the middle of the night, I'd wake up because I usually turn in my sleep.
And then, as do I.
Pag-tigo. As in, sakto yung mukha ni Chico na sarap. Oy! Okay, turning around.
Teka, hindi ko alam yun.
Tapos yung soundtrack.
Or better yet, pag-tingin ko, my mind is telling me no. But my body.
Pagkita mo, tulog na tulog ako, di ba? Tapos bilang, pag-turn mo, pagkita mo, magkaharap pala tayo. Bilang, hindi mo alam, gising pala ako, bilang bubukas yung mata ko, tapos bilang, yung I need you now, yung...
It's a quarter after one, bilang, I'm all alone and I need you
bilang,
now.
Bilang bubukas yung mata ko, bilang, it's quarter after one.
Tapos he would always be the first one to wake up. Yeah. And then I would like see him in his red boxers just walking around without a shirt on and I'd be like... What did I wake up to?
Home.
Oh my God!
I mean, hello! Siyempre, I'm dressing up already. Well, the one time that... Kasi I don't want to wake him up. I mean, it's parang like... Bahala ka kung gusto matulog. I'm not going to...
The one time he
the one time
did.
I woke him up was because I had a good reason. It was snowing.
Sabi ko,
Gino Boy,
oh, that's up. Beijing!
Yeah.
No, this was different pa.
Sabi ko, Gino Boy, wake up.
Kasi parating nga kaming roommate.
But it didn't snow in Hong Kong.
No. In Hong Kong was the magkatikit yung bed na. In Beijing, magkahiwalay na.
Sabi ko, Gino Boy, wake up. Let's roll around in the snow.
So I did.
And Maliot says, you
pwede,
can...
Pwede, huwag niyo na ako isama sa mga usapan niyo.
Hindi ka naman talaga kasama.
Kasama kaya ako. We're doing the show together, dude.
Ah, okay. That kind of usapan.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna reminisce about the good old times...
Why, are you not hurt?
Kasi diba, I was thrown out of my... I was eased out of my own tandem.
Pero we...
And love team.
It's not my fault I have what he's looking for. You don't.
Maliot,
let's just say you were born with it.
You were born this way.
yung kanta niya kasi, habang kayo, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Oh my gosh. Tapos yung ano, yung... Nung nag-meet tayo, ang kanta ko yung... Survivor.
The search is over. You were with me all the while.
Maliot says, you can talk to yourself without being judged as crazy.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
Did you ever talk to yourself?
I always talk to myself.
Like, that's full on conversations?
Well, not like a conversation.
Nag-aaway pa nga sila eh.
Hindi naman. Lagi ako, oh, no, I think that's one of the things that I do to be better at what we do. To speak. And to speak out loud in my car, in my house. And I'd give myself a topic and talk about it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I do that.
At the last three, ah. Chenong says, pwede akong maglakad ng walang underwear na walang ma-insecure pag nakita ako.
No!
Talaga.
Whatever.
Kiko Monster says, you can scratch your... you can walk around naked and let it all hang este hang.
Ay, nako.
Press release. And the entry, at the top, perks of being alone comes from... Astro Boy
says,
I think a lot of people will super... People who live with other people, whether it's your family or your friends or...
Or whatever,
one,
yeah.
Will, can really relate to.
Yeah.
Sa'yo lahat ng outlets. Wala kang kaagaw sa pag-charge.
Actually, that's true.
Diba? Pag may kasama ka talaga, parang tapos ka na. Ako naman. Oo. Ano na ako eh. Tapos yung pa-comparean kayo ng... Battery life.
Na parang 70 na lang ako eh. Ikaw?
Eh ako 2 na lang eh. Oh. Yung ganun. Sige, mauna ka na. Tapos after 30 minutes, ilan ka na? Ako naman. Di ba? You're like, you're right. And if you're alone, lahat ng charge, lahat ng sockets, lahat ng outlets sa'yo.
Pwede ka naman bumili ng extension cord.
Iba kasi eh. Iba eh. It's different. When you own your own house or condo, it's just you.
Yeah.
It's
kami nga, dinivide na namin eh, yung mga outlet.
Kayo, Nino?
Hindi, ano ko lang, yung mga ano lang.
Sino?
Mga kasakasama ko sa...
Sino? Bahay. Sino mga kasakasama?
Yung yaya, yung...
Same room kayo ng yaya mo?
Hindi naman. Sabi ko ba room, sabi ko bahay. So sabi ko, itong saksakan na to
yan,
sa akin. Defensive. Itong saksakan na sa'yo.
Yan.
Ito sa'yo.
Okay. You hit a nerve.
The nerve.
And that's usually what I do. Like whenever we get a room in a hotel.
Yeah.
I will always get the bed that has the closest socket.
Oh, yeah.
I will call shotgun on it na agad.
So, the top 10 perks of being alone. You know, it's not always doom and gloom when you're alone. Sometimes
actually,
there are a lot of really great things about being alone.
It's just that when you're there, you're always like, oh,
I'm all alone. So, if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag perks of being alone.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush. Part 3. The morning rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Mr. Maria for suggesting this. The top 10 perks of being alone. Ako si Jamie says, all properties are yours. No absolute community of property.
We were just talking about this yesterday.
Diba? And OMGN says, pag may sunog, wala ka nang aalalahanin. iPad na lang tsaka piggy bank. Talagang piggy bank. No, I mean like you don't have to worry about like
taking out
si ano kaya,
si ano kaya nakalabas.
Na,
cause it's just you.
Yeah. And your and yung mga ano mo, mga valuables. Yeah. Diba?
Mm.
I rem...
Yes, Chico?
Should I even... Hindi, wag na lang.
No.
It doesn't involve me. Anyway, never mind.
Ah, okay.
Chenong says, hindi na ako ulit magugulat pag napadaan ako sa salamin at mapapasigaw ako, ay shucks, sino yung poging yan? Ay, ako lang pala.
Ay, nako.
Well, the things we need to say to ourselves. Mm.
I know.
Have you ever had a moment like that? Na parang you looked at the mirror and then you go like, not bad.
Yung mga pwede.
No,
pwede.
You parang like just to sort of reassure yourself na parang you are a winner or like you are a champion or you are a man.
Well...
Because sometimes you question it.
Kasi ako usually when I see myself in the mirror, I go, you again?
Really?
Whoa.
You again?
Ay, ako, I just go, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Oh my God, you're the evil queen and I'm Snow White.
Well, you got the white part down
there. And the young part.
Pero she's slim, eh.
Oh!
You started it.
Ouch.
You started it.
I didn't see that one coming. I was so unprepared.
She eats apples, not lechon.
Alam mo, you could have stopped.
I know, you could have stopped.
You could have stopped there.
What?
Okay yan, just keep going. Ako. Masisira rin ang love team nyo.
Yung pala yung kanyang ano.
Go ahead.
Sino kaya ang next, no? I mean,
go
imagine.
Go right ahead.
In the 90s, it was you. No, late 2000s, it was me. Who's next?
I have some people in mind.
Actually, there are people nga saying na parang meron ba tayong mga...
I have some people in mind.
Meron ba tayong mga celebrity guests
wala
for Chico's birthday?
Eh. Ay, surprise.
Sana meron... We can get... Maybe we can ask
ay,
one.
Ay, nako. Sus, Maria. Sige, go.
Pero alam na.
Wait, akala ko ba, you said this is the first time in your career that you're not showing up for your birthday.
I know, right? Eh, pero kung...
Are you really not showing up for your birthday?
No, I will. It's just that I don't want to celebrate it.
Why?
But that's when you really grow old, when you don't want to celebrate your birthday anymore.
Exactly. So celebrate it.
Whatever. What do I celebrate?
What are you celebrating? Come
nothing.
On.
Absolutely nothing.
That's not true.
Parang there was a status on Facebook
well,
that I saw the other
nga,
day.
Meron tayong mga guests.
What do you wake up for? Mm. Or who do you wake up for?
Me?
Internet.
Hello, internet.
Hello, internet. Let me kiss you.
As I'm sure
hello,
for you, it'd be
Wi-Fi.
Hooper. Well, one of. No, I mean, obviously, you have your friends, your family.
Yeah.
Diba? Your career. I mean, there are so many things
to wake up for.
But on top of that list, I'm guessing, is Cooper.
Yes.
And? It's not just Cooper.
You
can't be just one.
Kinilig ako!
Kailan partner yun eh. Kadiri kayo. You're so gross. No, that's the best part of my day.
Ang ano?
Yeah.
Never mind.
What?
Okay, no, I think he's got a barb.
Yeah.
What? What's your
okay.
barb?
Wala lang. Parang your mornings must be so filled with brightness.
Hindi lang pala ano, hindi lang pala close up ang may white na.
Meron din si Del. Okay, and
notice how she's just quiet.
Just shaking her head.
No, I always feel afraid to say why I'm happy. Mm. Do you ever feel that?
Yeah, because it might just go away.
Or somebody might
take advantage of it.
No, it's like incurring the wrath of the gods. You know what I mean?
Na parang because you're happy, I'm gonna smite you down and make you feel sad.
Or the last thing that you're just saying why you're happy, and then that's taken away from you.
Well, sometimes.
It's so weird to think that way. I think that's a weird mindset, but I have it.
I guess it's just because you're praning.
What? Whoops, there it is. That's the bar I was waiting for.
But that's only, you know, you get paranoid when you have a lot to lose. And maybe at this point in life, like, you really feel like you have a lot to lose.
But I really, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-mm. Na parang when you are, because when you're down in the dumps, you're... Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
what
whatever
else are you going to take away
because
from
like, diba, kunyari, if you buy a new car, suddenly you're so stressed. Baka magasgas,
baka manakaw, baka mamasag
yung bintana. It's because you have something that you really like.
But if you have like a, you know, a trashy car that you don't care about.
But it's just weird
anywhere that
you can speak of your sadness and of your despair and of your disappointment and jadedness and bitterness. Mm-hmm. Well, once it's the opposite, the one you've been wanting, you're scared to talk about it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Isn't that weird? I just find that weird.
It's precious,
I'm still not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about not talking about it.
And it's weird because sometimes people actually want to hear, you know, the good stuff that comes out of your life. I mean, not too much of it naman because they'd feel bad.
Oh,
did you ever get that also?
And I guess there's also the aspect that parang people might think you're nagyaya bang.
You're nagyaya bang or whatever.
Like, oh, my life is just going great. Di ba parang, ugh. there's also a parang
do you,
reaction.
Okay, confession. Do you feel like that when you see people post something on Facebook?
You know what? Yeah. It depends on the person.
On the person.
Yeah, there are certain people na parang
merong tao na
so
when they
blessed
say,
with blah, 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 blah. And you know it's just, okay, sige, nagmamayabang.
Nagmamayabang. And then there are people who would just post, it doesn't matter how upfront, and they're like, oh my gosh, my life is doing great. And you feel so happy for
them.
Yeah,
you root for
them. Because you know that.
What is that,
It's the vibe, I guess, of the person. And it's really different. The same tweet, pero different people, and you react differently. Diba?
Yeah.
So I think it really depends. Mash Plutonium says, hindi nakakahiyang kumanta ng kantang hindi mo alam ang lyrics.
I agree. That's
yung
me.
Yung hinunguya mo lang kasi,
can I just, I had that moment with the Kesha song.
Yeah.
And Katy Perry. No, what's that Kesha song that after one stick on, I couldn't get it out of my head. So I kept playing it in the house and I was singing like, you know.
Hip-hop.
Wake up in the morning.
Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
Don't stop. Tick-tock din pala yun.
Tick-tock din yun.
No, Kesha. Wait.
At least ikaw yung pinaproblema mo, yung lyrics lang. Si Chico, pati yung tono.
Actually, I'm so bad at songs.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Wake up in
your
the
love,
morning feeling
your
like
love is my drug. Your love is my drug.
Because your love. Okay, Chico.
Pero the worst. You know the worst ever era was the 80s. Yung lyrics, parang like Culture Club, Duran Duran, the lyrics never made sense. So it's actually so difficult to try to figure the lyrics out phonetically.
Yeah.
Kasi it's like, what did he say? Did he say, after the bird has flown? Diba? Yung parang,
like karma chameleon. You come and go.
Yung parang they so loved lyrics that didn't make sense.
Right. So
more than any like decade.
Turn around bright eyes. Every now and then I
and they
annoy,
they chewed
tired
on their... The way they
the
sung
Brits,
the songs.
I think. The Brits.
I'm sorry, but I keep thinking of the right words.
Oh my gosh, lalo na yung ano. Like Duran Duran. The reflex is a lonely child who's waiting.
Or Ordinary World.
Ordinary World.
It just doesn't make sense. And when you see the actual lyrics, you're like, what?
Yeah, but then again, you have the 90s and the early 2000s where they started doing hip-hop like really fast hip-hop.
Oh, well,
it actually makes sense naman, but it's just so
it's
hard
just
to...
It's so fast.
Yeah. Oh.
And Boy Bakal says, pwede kang umuwi ng lasing, mukhang basura, basag, okay lang, walang tatalak sa'yo the next day.
Oh,
actually,
yes.
That's true. And you can sleep in and not
and
have anyone bother you.
Bother you now. Hey, get up already.
Kasi imagine, okay, usually you go out on a Saturday night and then you go home Sunday
and you wake up
early
Sunday
morning. And if you live with your family, chances are you'll have like a family lunch or like, you know,
church.
Family brunch or whatever. And then they'll wake you up and you're like, oh, okay.
Please no.
Oh.
I am not John Loites. It's quite interesting. No arm numbness, body aches or pains from being in the most uncomfortable position of affection.
spooning.
Is it really uncomfortable?
Like, kunyari matagal. Kasi remember, kung nakaganon ka, somebody's lying on your arm, magna-numb yung arm after a while eh. I don't think you can really like stay in that position.
I think it depends on where you put your arm at.
Basta, kasi some kung nahihigaan, matutulog yung arm mo nun eh.
Kung majubis yung partner mo.
Hindi, if you put it at the your neck.
Yeah.
Kasi there, it won't squish it. Yeah.
Ah, there's a space.
Okay.
Depends eh, on the position.
Spooner expert.
Targrod says, walang nangaagaw ng balat ng fried chicken.
Or yeah. ng kumot.
Or ng kumot.
Or I'm walang Alex. Nagpipindot ng toothpaste sa gitna at hindi sa dulo.
Ito talaga yung kanyang issue. I'm Alex E. says, pwede kang magpapunta ng iba't ibang tubero na hindi magugulat ang nanay mo kung bakit araw-araw sira ang mga tubo sa bahay. Sentient Joy says, I don't have to explain myself or the choices I make to anybody.
Agree.
Mm.
Oh. I do what I do and, you know.
And nobody needs to live with it except me.
Yeah.
But so, sometimes.
So kung palpak, it's fine. It's me.
Mine. Diba? It's my fault.
Sometimes though, even if you live alone, some people will still interfere.
Oh, well, yeah. JM Tarado says, yung wala kang ginawa buong araw, kundi humampas-hampas ka lang sa dalampasigan. Ay, the perks of being alon pala yun.
Ay, nako. Really?
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 perks of being alone comes from Astro Boy.
Astro Boy says,
buhok mo lang ang tatanggalin mo sa
yes.
drain.
Yes.
And there's no gross like, ew, whose hair is this?
No, but even I get gross
but
off
I think
my own
guys
hair.
Are the ones who feel that way. Because girls
are
that's
finally,
ours.
They see it all the time.
Yeah, we live with it.
So. Yeah.
But not if you use Dove Hair Fall Rescue Range. Sorry, I'll just squeeze that in.
So, diba? So, there are a lot of perks of being alone.
And just because you're alone or you're not alone anymore doesn't mean you can't talk about the perks.
Exactly. Mm. Diba?
Like if you're with somebody right now, you remember a time when you were alone.
Yeah. And there are always pros and cons to everything. There are pros and cons to being in a relationship or being alone. So we're just talking about the positive side.
Because yesterday we
think
did
of
that
your answers,
huh?
Think of your answers.
I already have a lot.
A lot.
All right. So the top 10 perks of being alone. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag perks of being alone.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
La 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 la. The morning rush. Top 10. Morning rush. Top 10.
Monst Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Mr. Maria for suggesting this. Let's start off with let's start off with Dren Friends. Gumagaling ang hand-eye coordination mo. And then still
bakit?
Huh?
Bakit?
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 No, seriously, bakit?
Ha? Huh? You get into hobbies like painting.
or diba? Just...
And high...
Or multitasking.
And high coordination.
And
high coordination.
And also, Madison Camille says, mas maingat ka kasi alam mo there's nobody to protect you. Or come to your rescue.
Mm. So, like, somebody, like you slip in the bathroom, wala na, you're dead.
So, mas ano ka, mas you learn how to be more deliberate, more
no.
careful.
You know that, Ilan yun, 60% of household accidents happen in the bathroom?
In the bathroom. I know that when I lived alone, I started being aware of fire extinguishers
yun,
and stuff like that.
And also, Kiko Man Machine says,
zombies.
Walang magko-complain kung amoy white flower yung kwarto mo.
Or Clorox. What?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
What? Don't you keep your hallways clean?
Yeah, pero hindi naman sa amoy Clorox.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Minsan, ganun yung amoy eh.
Mm. Ah, ganun ba?
Hinahalo dun sa bucket?
Yeah.
Bucket, bucket of water?
Bucket.
Bucket. Bucket of water.
Bucket
diba?
Of water.
So minsan, you can't really help it na amoy yung Zonrox yung ano. Mm.
Jaco Nanan says, mahahasa ang iyong singing prowess dahil sinosolo mo ang Just Give Me a Reason.
You know, it's so cute on MTV if you hear Pink talk about wanting to sing with Nate Ruess.
Yeah.
She's just so, you know, para siyang manliligaw. She just wanted to sing a song with him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's just,
and
it's
considering
so
that Pink is, you know, she's
a big
Pink
star, yeah, diba?
She said that she heard him sing and she was like, I need to sing a song with that guy. Mm. Kaling lang.
Diba? Maantaj says, when dining out, pwede ka mag-earphones while eating and nobody will call you rude.
Right, right.
All right, because you don't
actually
have to talk
it's
to
a
anyone.
Must, yeah, if you're alone.
Yeah.
So that you're not bored.
Yeah.
Tsaka, I hate having to hear other people's conversation.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little too personal. I feel like I'm intruding.
Yeah, like you're eavesdropping. And you're not naman.
You're not.
It's just that you can hear it.
But sometimes it's fun to listen to other people's conversations.
I sat down next to this couple, this gay couple, who were fighting.
Oh my God.
Well, the okay.
Does this happen every day at 6 to 10 a.m.?
Yes. Yes, in a little room called the RX Studio. No, the guy, the boyfriend is straight, seemingly.
Mm.
Seemingly. Mm. And then the guy, the gay guy, was more girly looking.
Mm.
And they were fighting. They were fighting, like, bad kind of fight.
You know, di ba may tinatawag na cougar?
Mm.
Yung, if you're into younger guys.
Mm.
Sa ano pala, apparently, merong, ano, tawag nila puma.
Puma patol?
Puma patol.
Puma patol.
They're actually straight, but they're puma. And one more for Maantaj. Walang oras ang pagkain. Anytime na magutom ka, tsaka kakain.
Yo, yeah. I love that.
Walang yung manggugulo sa ginagawa mo just because gutom sila, eh, ikaw hindi pa.
Right.
Yeah. Inan Perillo says, your browsing history is free from scrutiny and there will no longer be, you will no longer be the subject of an investigation.
No need to open an incognito tab.
Diba? Right. Spike says, kung OFW ka, hindi mo kailan umuwi ng Pilipinas ng madalas kasi wala ka namang uuwian.
Mm.
No, that's true.
You can actually start your life there.
There.
Diba?
Fully started without thinking of anybody here.
Exactly. Yeah. Shez Catron and Ezron both said, pwede ka na magpa-home service any time of the day.
Mm.
Yeah, why not? For whatever.
No.
Ako, every other day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Swerte. Impressive.
Yeah, every other day.
Anong home service?
Ano?
Anong klaseng home service?
Klaseng home service yan.
Marami, iba-iba yan.
Ano, sa amin, ano, foot spa.
Ah, foot spa.
Okay.
300 lang eh.
I'm Not John Lloyd says, I can eat as much onion and garlic as I please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madison Camille says, there's no one to forgive, no one to say sorry to.
That's true, because you're all alone.
Oh. Do whatever you want. And Stealthy Roshi says, mabubugbog mo na ng all out yung mga goons. Kasi hindi ka, never ka kailangan sumuko. Kasi wala silang mga hostage.
Yeah, nobody that you love.
Diba usually, yeah, during a fight scene, parang bilang ma-realize mo, oh shoot, they're holding my girlfriend, my son, my whatever.
It's always, that's always a weakness. And
yeah,
even villains will always say, diba, na parang your emotions or
exactly,
your connection to people, that is your weakness.
Diba spies? That's why they, you know.
Yeah.
Tsaka pag kanyari ba, sila Slooperman.
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 Sila Superman, di ba? Yung bilang,
they're down
yung
in the
hostage
slopes.
Nila si
Lois Lane.
Lois Lane or something.
Hey, or si Batman, pag kinuha nila si Robin.
Can I make a quick, ano? Did you know that Man of Steel mm-hmm. has already earned 170 million even before they showed it?
How is that even possible?
Product placements.
Wow.
Apparently, take note of Clark Kent's eyewear.
Mm-hmm.
He will have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's Nokia's latest. Tapos, several scenes are shot in Sears. They paid.
Yeah.
Wow.
And apparently, they don't know how they'll do it kasi Gillette is also a sponsor. But he can't shave.
He can't shave. Because...
Right.
He's Superman.
He's Superman.
Right? So I don't know how they'll do
it. Hold on, no, what about his hair? You can cut his hair, but like everything else on his skin
diba?
Is fine.
And then, they don't know how, well, apparently Carl's Jr. is also a...
Wow, ang daming ano.
Ang dami. So make sure when you, if, like the lucky ones who want tickets for tonight's Monster Movie premiere,
take note
of the product placements. $170 million already.
Just on product placement
alone. Just
on
product
placement. I wonder how much it took to make the movie.
Diba? I'm sure hit.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, so,
diba?
Me too eh.
Even if we don't get to watch it.
The marketing of the movie
That's
is already
incredible.
Paid for.
Yeah.
And diba? More.
And more, I would say. And more. And the top. Perks of Being Alone comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad says,
you can now answer the landline and say, but when somebody goes, who's this? You can just go, it's me. And the other person would know exactly who
it is. Because there's only one person
there's
there.
There's nobody else living
right.
with you.
Not
so
true.
When you say, sino ba to? Ako. Who else?
No one.
Right.
Diba? You live alone. Okay, so what about us?
Hmm. Okay. Perks of living alone. It's ironic, but there are so many responsibilities, but at the same time, no responsibilities.
Because
you have to be responsible enough for yourself, but at the same time, you're not responsible for anyone else.
Mm.
And you can do everything on your own time, on your own terms.
Right, right.
Oh my gosh.
I like the perks of being alone. I think, sir, for me, because I need to be alone.
Yes.
I really need time alone. I can't survive being with people all the time.
Yeah.
It's not me, and I go crazy, and I lose sight of myself. So I need some.
So that explains a lot.
Like, I need a cave, and my house before was the cave where I would retreat when, you know, we have a very public job and we're forced to deal with so many people at the same time.
Yeah.
So I need the time to
And considering that we're all very introverted at the same time.
Actually,
it's
that's
weird.
True. It's weird that we all ended up together.
Yeah.
So we're all
I love the
introverts.
Idea of, you know, the show is public, then if you do a hosting, that's public. And then, but by the time I close my door, it's
no one
just
is there.
Me.
Yeah.
And I always do this. I do like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I always close the door and I go, "Sanctuary." I say that behind my door, like, "Yay, I'm finally alone."
But see, that's what scares me about, like, having a kid.
Because
you won't have that anymore.
I can't. Here's one thing I'll tell you.
Mm.
For someone who liked her solitude, there's an extra space in your heart that you didn't know existed. And that will trump everything else.
Yeah.
It's weird because...
If you still have a heart.
By the time... Okay. Yeah.
Me.
I bet you this has something to do with the internet.
Oh, I
know, right? No, kasi ako naman, I did really enjoy a lot of the me time. But then I got kind of clingy. So, I don't know. I don't want to be alone.
There's a time for everything.
Yeah, I guess I'm in the clingy stage now, so I don't really like.
You've been in the clingy stage for how many years?
No,
exactly?
Well, yeah. No, because I've been trying to think of what would I prefer to do alone.
None.
Not much. I really can't think of anything. I mean, I don't want to do things with people in general, but
one person.
Yeah.
I
mean, take that person away from the equation. I'd rather do a lot of things alone.
Okay, but what about let's just say reading books or what are your hobbies?
That they're just there.
Cross-stitching or something.
Yeah. You know what I like? Yung ganon, yung pwedeng we're doing our own things pero nandiyan
together.
We don't have to be like doing stuff together, like reading the book together.
Yeah,
out
but
loud.
You're in the same room but you're doing your own
things.
Yes.
So I still prefer that, you know, there's that togetherness thing.
Alone but together.
And you get to play computer games all day long.
Yeah, nandiyan din siya. Nandito rin ako. Parang gano'n. So, I go.
I?
Okay.
You watch whatever you want on TV.
Yeah. Diba? Pwedeng nanonood ka ng TV tapos ako nag-internet. Okay lang sa akin yan. Okay, so there you go. Thank you for joining us.
All right. And hey, before we leave, can we just say hello to Kuya Driver Mang Henry?
Hello, Mang Henry.
Hi, Mang
coming
Henry.
From siya. Hello. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in.
Please join us tomorrow. Holiday.
Holiday
yes.
Wednesday. Riot Wednesday.
Oh,
Independence Day.
Holiday riot.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.